Great Promises. All the great promises made by God for our time are linked with the coming of the promised Messiah. Islam is to have a new lease of life through him. A tree which begins to die of drought becomes green again if rain comes in time. Even so is the dead and dry tree of Islam certain to become green again with the coming of the promised Messiah. A new power and a new spirit will be granted to those who join the promised Messiah. God has long borne with patience what he has seen. He has remained a silent witness, but he will remain so no longer. He can no longer permit that a mere man, a creature of his, should be made an associate with him. That those who take Jesus for a son of God or believe him to be alive in heaven or think he was able to raise the physically dead to life or that he could create should continue to do so. True, God is merciful, but he is also jealous of his own uniqueness and oneness. He waited and waited for men to turn to his holy book. But they only turned away from it. They became interested in other things and paid little attention to the book of God. They forgot the warning contained in the holy book itself. Ya Rabbi inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. O my Lord, my people indeed treated this Qur'an as a thing abandoned. They abandoned the Book of God, and turned to other things. Small wonder that God abandoned them and turned away from them. He will not turn to them now until they declare, putting their hand in the hand of the promised Messiah, that they will no longer treat the Holy Book with inattention and indifference, but will make up for the past neglect and past mistakes. They loved the world but did not love God. God wrested the world from them and humiliated them. They professed to be Muslims, yet they buried the last beloved of God underground and raised the Messiah of Nazareth alive to heaven. God made them low on the earth and set Christians as rulers over them. Their condition now will not change unless they agree to reform. Political schemes and plans can avail but little. The degradation of Muslims is the result of the anger of God. Unless Muslims make their peace with God, they will only go under. Blessed, therefore, is he who hastens to make his peace with God. He will be saved from humiliation and disgrace. The help of God will be with him, and the hand of God will steer him out of difficulties.